Right, so now let's get to the Bennett Simmons issue. I remember years ago, Penn State's playing Pitt in basketball, and Pitt had a marvelous point guard in Brandon Knight. But the problem was, and I was talking to the Pitt people, I said, what are you going to do in close games? I said, because Knight was about a 50% free throw shooter. And Ben Simmons, of course, is not a 50% free throw shooter, but in the playoffs, he's 32.5. How difficult is it to have him off the floor? And what kind of decision is it for Doc Rivers? Because the free throw line has been a struggle, and he has to take him off the floor.
Certainly, I'm not in Doc's head, but if this is one of your two or three best players, you would think that you would want him on the floor, especially in a close game for his defense and the other things that he can do. And I am a Ben Simmons fan, and I have defended him, and I have defended him through the critics who have said, you know, he needs to shoot from the outside more, let alone take a three-pointer. And I have said, listen, I understand that's a shortcoming in his game, and maybe he just doesn't have the confidence, but my goodness, he's a triple-double threat every night. He does find other ways to score. He sets up the three-point shooters very well, and oh, by the way, he can guard anyone just about in the NBA, 1 through 5, when called upon to do so. But the one thing that I, quite frankly, refuse to make an excuse for is unusually poor free throw shooting. And I say unusually because Ben had gotten his free throw percentage up to the mid-60s. This was right before the All-Star break. And then something happened after the All-Star break where, for one reason or another, he lost his edge at the line. And now it's come to the point where it is totally in his head. He admitted that last night when queried by reporters after the game. And whether it's practice or repetition, whether it's time on, with a counselor or someone like that to explore that part of his head or his game, he's got to do better. Because even if they don't take him off the floor, those times where Nate McMillan can employ it, Steve, he could do the hack of Ben. And get away with it. Missing 10 free throws, that should never happen in any NBA game. Even if you take 30 free throws, which is unheard of, and you miss 20, or you miss 10 and you make 20, I mean, you know, that's still only, 66%. Right. So I can't defend that part of his game. Again, I like Ben as a guy. I really do like him as a player. And I just hope that somehow he figures that end out. But yeah, it's not a good look, optically or otherwise, to have to take one of your better players off the floor in crunch time.
Yeah, because this has always been my stance on Ben Simmons, very simply. And I'm with you. I'm in the corner. I think we're both in the same corner together. I don't want players doing something they're not comfortable doing. Be great at what you can do, and Ben Simmons at what he can do, he's great. And he doesn't force other parts of his game where he's not. He lets other people take care of that. The free throw shooting, I'm with you. That's inexcusable because, look, you are going to be a person in your position that is going to have the ball in the last 5 minutes when the game is on the line. Last I checked, you're going to be the one handling the ball each time.
Yes, and let me say this. I'm going to explore another part of his game, the fact that he only took 4 shots last night, and I don't think he took any in the fourth quarter. In fact, it's been 2 consecutive fourth quarters now where he's failed to take at least 1 shot. And that's another thing where, quite frankly, Ben has looks at the hoop when he is in the lane that he passes up. I think he needs to make a better effort at getting to the rim in the open floor. And when he has the mind, he can operate out of the low post and run the team from there or get his own hoop. He's got a half hook. He could drive to the basket and get a layup or a dunk. In fact, if you go back to the Washington game 5 where they clinched and he started as the 5-man, that happened to be a big part of his game. So, I think we've exhausted the Simmons thing enough. Unless something happens in the off season, he's going to be a part of the Sixers for a long time, you would think.
Yeah, he will.
And for the immediate future now, they just have to find a way to get it done with him on the floor.